Hi, kids. Come on, join me up here. How are you today? How's everybody?
Good.
Who started the school so far? Who's going to start this week? Who's looking forward to school? Who loves school? What parents love school?
Yeah!
All right. Now, let's see. Who haven't I had as a volunteer here? I don't believe Stewie has volunteered before. Come on, Stewie. Come on over here. Right here. Let's get over here. All right. Now, Stewie, I got something in here for you. You know what this is? It's a wallet. What does it usually have in it? All right. Think there's some money in this wallet? No money in there? Where do you think the money is? In Miss Audrey's pocketbook, right? Now, there's some money in this wallet. Okay. All right. Man, I got a $5 bill here. Okay? $5 bill. Got a picture of Ulysses S. Grant on it. See there? Real? Can you verify that's a real $5 bill? That's not a $5 bill. That's a 50, isn't it? Huh? That's a $50 bill. Okay, let's see. What else have I got in here? I got a $10 bill in there. Huh? Can you verify that's a $10 bill? That really is a $10 bill. Okay. Right, let's see what else I got in here. Oh. There's one. There's a $5 bill. Which one of those would you like to have? You would? How? Would you be willing to work for it? Okay. All right. Well, how about this $5 bill? Would you be willing to work for it? You wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be willing to work for it. All right. Well, let me ask you this question. How about if I gave it to you? You had to think about it for a minute. How about, now what would it take, Stewie, for me to give you this $5 bill? What would have to happen for me to give it to you? No, man, you would be buying it. It wouldn't be a gift. Now, right now, your hands are in your pocket. Unless I put it on top of your head. Huh? What would you have to do before it would become yours? No? I said I was going to give it to you. So what have you got to do? Yeah, you tell me thank you. But look what you did with your hand. You reached out. I'm offering it to you. And you reached out and you took it. Let's try that again. Stewie, I want to give you this $5. And then what do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Put it in your pocket. It's yours. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, there's a verse. Listen to me. Listen to me closely. There's a verse in the Bible that goes like this. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see? Listen to me. You can't work
for a gift. Because if you work for it, then it isn't a gift. A gift is exactly that. It's something that someone gives to you. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. Stewie, come over here for a minute. I'm not going to take you five back from you. All right? Take that $5 out of your pocket for a minute. What did Stewie do to get that $5?
Nothing.
He received that gift. The Bible says about Jesus in John 1:12, it says, as many as received him, to those he gave the right to become the children of God. When we accept Jesus in our lives, that's something we can't earn it or deserve it. He gives us the free gift of salvation. I want you to remember that. You're not going to forget that this day, are you? I bet you're going to answer me differently about that 50 next time, won't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings in our lives. And I pray for each of these children. Lord, I pray that they'll grow in wisdom and in stature and favor with God and man. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all can go to Kids Zone. In just a few moments, we're going to come to the Lord's table. But before we come to his table, I want to ask you a few questions. The Lord is here today. He's ready, willing, and able to work in our lives. Two of his ordinances of the church he commanded us to do. He commanded us to baptize. We've done that recently. 13 of our folks went through the baptismal waters down at Tybee Island just a couple of Sundays ago. What a blessing that was. And we're going to have some more that are going to go through the baptismal waters here. But he also commanded us to remember him through this supper, which is a fulfillment, one of the fulfillments of the Passover, the Passover meal. As he was picturing what was going to happen through that meal, that the Christ indeed would come. And as the Jews for generations acted out that Passover and remembered what the Lord did for them in Egypt, as the death angel passed over and the blood of the Lamb was on the doorpost and lintel of every one of their homes. And so death passed over because they were covered by the blood of Jesus. Jesus did indeed come. And it's not to oversimplify this today. Many more details that all point to one thing. The answer is Christ. It's him who came and who died in our place on the cross. And so that we could receive that free gift. Stewie was accepting a free gift. And when we by faith receive Jesus in our lives, we're accepting a free gift from God. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it in any way, shape, or form. And that's why it makes it level as we look around all of us and we look at our testimony, what God has done in our lives. He has changed us. He has made us new people. We're not the same people. He has made us ready by the blood of Jesus to spend forever with him in heaven. And we reenact that when we come to the Lord's table. As we come and partake of the elements, we remember his broken body and his shed blood. But the scripture says, As Paul was recounting, and just remember this as I read the story, as Paul recounts it in 1 Corinthians 11. He says there, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." So we're remembering.
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Another saying, to remember. So what do you think must be primary in his thought that we might do? What sin we might commit? We might forget. So he's asking us to remember. For as often as you eat the bread and you drink the cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until he's come. Therefore, whoever eats and drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus. And then these words. But a person must examine himself. This week when I sent out the sevenfold prayer for Thursday, the first five items on that list were self-examination, examination of conscience, examination of where we stand with the Lord. Today, before we come to the table today, we're going to open the altar and we'll spend some time alone with the Lord, letting Him examine our conscience. Examine us before Him. Here's what I wrote and sent out to you on Thursday. Number one, I bow in your presence, Lord, and I submit myself to you and to your lordship in my life. Is that true of you today? Second, please, Lord, reveal to me anything that stands in between me and you. I ask you, Lord, to remove it. Is there anything that stands between you and the Lord today? Number three, I confess my sin to you. Please, Lord, forgive my sin and bring me into communion with you again. Number four, I ask you to heal my heart of all the brokenness of the past. And let me be restored to the person that you have designed me to be. And number five, I ask you to deliver me from the evil and from evil, the evil one. Please restore unto me the joy of my salvation. May I walk in harmony with you and with your will for my life. Let us today do some spiritual breathing as we come to the Lord's table. Let's exhale the sin that so easily besets us, the distractions that detour us, and the unbelief that paralyzes us, the self-centeredness that robs us. Let's exhale all of that. And now let us breathe in fresh the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for us and then I'm going to invite you. If you want to come to the altar and pray, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you today. Is there anything between you and the Lord today? As he says, let a person examine himself. Isaiah said it this way, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. What is the Spirit of God speaking to you right now about your relationship with him? Lord, now we intercede, and I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you took my place on the cross. You died alone for my salvation. You rose on the third day. You've ascended, and now you've offered to me the gift of salvation. Lord, I praise you for that gift. Lord, I'm coming to you today as pastor of this body. Lord, I'm asking you that you would remove all the stuff that stands between us and you. As we come into your presence, Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll shine your light today in my heart. Lord, as I confess my sin before you. Lord, come now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come now. Cleanse our hearts. Restore us into right relationship with you. The altar's open if you'd like to come. If you'd like to go and get someone to come and pray with you, I invite you to do that. If you want to sit where you are, or stand in the back or over to the side, this is your time of examination. Let the Spirit of God come and examine your heart. You indeed have come before the Lord today and you have let the Holy Spirit examine your heart. Then you're ready to receive this prayer that I'll pray for you today. Lord, I'm asking you right now, as we've come in confession and we have confessed our sin before you, we're asking you, Lord, now to restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Lord, the exhilaration of knowing you and walking in faith with you. Lord, we're asking you right now to restore that. Lord, put that bounce back in our step. And Lord, we ask that you would restore our relationships, people around us. Make of us, Lord, all that you want us to be. Lord, when you struck us in your image, all you designed and desired for us to be. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You receive that prayer? Ask our pastors if they would come this time. We're about to come to the table. Let me say to you, if you still want to come and pray, you can do that while communion is going on. After we have completed communion, the altar will be open for you to come and to experience His presence. It was many years before I really began to really understand the mystery that is communion.
and to experience the Lord's presence as we break the bread and we see the and as we partake of the cup. On the night in which he was betrayed, we read it a moment ago, he took bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." One loaf, one body, broken for us, that we might be his, that we might experience that John 17 and 18 oneness of being part of the body. And then after supper, he took the cup, third cup, fourth cup's going to be later in his redemptive plan. But the third cup, the cup of redemption, as they shared that cup, and he said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, the new deal poured out for you. The blood that washes away the sin of mankind." And it's the body of Jesus broken for you. Jason, the body of Jesus broken for you. Break the body of Jesus broken for you. Blood of the new covenant poured out for you, Rick. Blood of the new covenant poured out for you, Jason. Blood of the new covenant poured out for you, Dave.
That's just the body of Jesus broken for you. And that's the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God is moving in us right now. He is present. He is here. Do not resist Him as He is moving in this communion right now. This is not just a physical act. This is an act in the Spirit that is taking place. I'm asking you to experience His presence now as we invite you. Come to His table. Come and experience the presence of Jesus Himself. He is here and He is not silent. Come.
Sins away, but just one drop, one precious drop will wash my sins away. I have brought to you a contrite heart. I do not want my sins to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed to let it wash all over me. Let it wash. Let it wash. Let it wash. Wash my sins away, just one drop. precious drop will wash my sins away. Sins away. Just one drop, one precious drop, Lord, will wash my sins away. I have brought to you a broken heart. I do not want my ways to separate me from you. So I kneel at your cross, where your blood was shed, to let it wash all over me. Let it wash, let it wash, let it wash my sins away. Just one drop, one precious drop, my sins away. Oh, let it wash, let it wash, let it wash all my sins away. For just one drop, one precious drop, Lord, will wash my sins away. I have brought to you a contrite heart. I do not want my sins to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed to let it wash all over me. Let it wash, let it wash, let it wash my sins away. For just one drop, one precious drop, will wash my sins away. Lord, let it wash, let it wash, let it wash my sins away. Just one drop, one precious drop, will wash my sins away. Just one drop, one precious drop, will wash my sins away. Lord, just one drop, One precious drop will wash my sins away. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me, and he rose again. Jesus died for me. Jesus set me free. Jesus died for me, and he rose again. And all the wrong I've done, every single sin's been washed away. Jesus died for me. Jesus set me free. By the blood of Christ, I'm free today. And who could love me like that? Who could love this with me. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me, and he rose again. Jesus died for me. Jesus set me free. Jesus died for me, and he rose again. All the wrong I've done, and all the wrong I'll do, every single sin's been washed away. Jesus died for me. Jesus set me free. By the blood of Christ, I'm free today.
Jesus. You can have a seat. We're going to do a couple of things, and first one is Marilyn Pascal. Just want to share a word with us this morning.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know, I'm president of an organization, Aglow International. And yesterday, our precious church member from China spoke to our group. And as we were coming for communion, I know I'm going to cry, I just want us all to be aware of the precious gift that we have to come to a church, to park our car where everyone can see where we're going, and to come freely, and no one comes in and takes us off to jail. She shared with us what she has given up to love the Lord. She's given up her family, who told her they would not care for her anymore or love her anymore. Her son, I mean, they've given up everything. She gave up everything to love the Lord. And she told us how she had to hide her Bibles even in her house, because they could come in and see, and couldn't get a job because she was a Christian. And that Chinese people are, you're the God, I'm a God, Dane's a God. And they couldn't understand her loving a God that would die on a cross. I don't know how often do we think how privileged we are, how blessed we are. And I was thinking about the Christians in Iraq that are on that mountain, that if they go down, they'll either be killed or convert to Muslim. So I said to my group yesterday, our worst days are good days, and shared how the people in China walk around and they smile, but they are so sad inside because they have nothing to go on. So I just be aware of that. And if you haven't talked, they are the most delightful, fun people to talk to, and so fellowship with them.
And Marilyn, when you step here with us, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters, specifically this morning in Iraq, okay? And as we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world that are being persecuted moment by moment in a lot of different ways, okay? So will you join me in praying for them this morning? Father, we thank you this morning that you have laid it on our hearts. God, we do thank you for the testimony of our brother and sister that, Lord, you literally sent to us from halfway around the world. And I know that one of the things you've done to me is, as I've listened to their testimony, is Lord, you reminded me to quit complaining and be thankful. Lord, thankful for my salvation, thankful for the freedom I have. And Father, this moment, as we intercede for our brothers and sisters in Iraq, God, first and foremost, may you pour out your grace and your mercy. May they stand firm in their faith. And Lord, I believe in my heart 100% that, Father, they have set their eyes on that city in the future. That, Lord, they understand they are living in tents looking for a city. And God, I pray today for their faith to be strong. And Lord, I also pray, God, you would strike down evil's intentions of hurting them, of trying to literally kill them. But Lord, to try to destroy their faith so, Lord, they couldn't tell anybody else. But God, the joke's on evil, because, Father, their faith is literally being reported around the world. And I praise you for that, Lord. They are glorifying your name, literally from the mountains. They are praising you. God, I would pray for their protection today. God, again, I would ask you to strike down evil. And Lord, that we would claim victory in Jesus today. We bless you and we thank you. Lord, may we not just make this one moment that we intercede for them, but Lord, daily interceding for our brothers and sisters around the world that are physically and emotionally being persecuted beyond what we can imagine or conceive in our minds or hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
One more thing. He played the accordion, and he played our national anthem for us. And if you don't think that that didn't touch every single person in that room, that he learned our national anthem. It was very wonderful.
Thanks, ma'am. Dusty, move over there by Logan for me. Move over there by Logan. He's trying to nod off. You got to keep him awake. This morning, we got one more thing that we want to do, and I will explain the one more thing after John shows us something special this morning. So, John, hit it.
this is your birthday song. If you like it, please sing along. It's your birthday, feel the spirit. It's the one day that you'll hear it. Happy birthday to you.
Well, we're not finished yet. We do say happy birthday to our brother. He turned 60 on Wednesday. And, hey, Logan, he still wears some of those clothes when you're not around. I'm not talking about the new pictures either, okay? Yes, we do celebrate Dusty's 60th birthday today. And over in the fellowship hall, we have a little meal to share together for Dusty's birthday. But I want to encourage you about something. If you didn't know about it and you're thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to stay. A, we have plenty of food. And trust me, we have more entertainment coming, okay? So it isn't just done yet. So here's the drill, okay? I'm going to pray for us. Father, we thank you today that, Lord, we took communion because we're in your body and the body has gathered to celebrate your life and our life everlasting. But God, we're also here to celebrate our brother in Christ. And we thank you for him very, very, very much. Lord, the one thing that stood out on that video presentation that John did is, Lord, always smiling, always enjoying. Lord, he has passed on the joy of the Lord to us in this building and literally thousands more. And we praise you for that today. God, I ask you, bless our time around the table, bless the food, bless those who served us by getting it ready. And we bless you today. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Dusty, if you would please lead your family and guest of honor across the way.